Chapter 4.
So,
Julian addressed Frank, I guess everyone's story in here is pretty much the same.
What on earth would make you guess that?
I mean, we all must have pissed Mordred off at some point in order to get sent over here, right?
Oh.
Frank brought his mug to his lips, but paused before he actually took a sip. He held it up to Julian.
Do you mind?
Julian pointed a finger at the glass and bent his thumb like he was cocking the hammer of a revolver.
Cold!
A ray of blue light zapped the glass, frosting it over with ice. Frank took a long quaff.
Fantastic, he said. Yeah, well, that story is pretty much the same. My group, including myself, Tony the Elf, Rhonda, Stuart, and Rose, were one of the first to arrive. Barney the Cook is the only other survivor we know of who got here before us.
Survivor?
Yeah, we're pretty sure the rest of his party got killed. Don't go poking your nose into it, though. He doesn't talk about it. In fact, he doesn't do a whole lot of talking at all.
Which one's Stuart? Asked Julian.
He's the human guy next to the set of half-elf tits your friend's been staring at for the past half hour.
Cooper! Julian snapped.
What?
His stare didn't falter. Did you hear, Frank?
Yeah, I'm listening. I see exactly the guy he's talking about. The bald dude in the pajamas, right?
Maybe you ought to stop staring. Even as he said it, Julian caught his own gaze being pulled in by the magnificently full breasts, tastefully pushed together by the shiny steel Wonder Bra, which barely managed to contain them. The half-elf woman wrapped the translucent shawl she wore more tightly around her, but that only served to divert Julian's attention down to her exposed navel and the metal panties, which did little but define where her long, slender legs began. The gravitational pull of her body to Julian's eyes was broken when the bald guy stepped directly in front of him.
Is there a problem here?
Huh? No, said Julian. He offered his hand to shake. My name is Julian, and you must be...
Stuart.
The bald guy spared Julian's hand a cursory glance, but made no move to shake it.
You're making my wife very uncomfortable.
I'm really sorry, said Julian. I've just never seen such, she's... While scrambling for the least offensive thing to say, he became aware that Cooper hadn't yet stopped staring.
Cooper,
he said. No response.
Cooper, knock it off!
He punched Cooper in the small of the back.
What?
Said Cooper.
Whoa,
he said to Stuart.
Where the fuck did you come from?
This is Stuart, said Julian. He would appreciate it if you would stop leering at his wife.
Oh, sorry,
said Cooper.
But honestly, if she doesn't want to be stared at, she really shouldn't walk around with her titties hanging out like that.
Stuart stepped right up into Cooper's face. His nose twitched and his eyes began to water. Julian had been that close to Cooper before, and he knew that Stuart must be using all of his willpower to refrain from stepping back or vomiting.
Are you trying to tell my wife how she should dress?
He said when he was able to choke out the words.
You, who wears nothing but the decrepit flesh of some diseased animal around your waist? Why don't you cover up your own titties?
He spat out the last word as if he found it beneath him.
These are all muscle, you bald little bastard.
I think...
Julian spoke up loudly enough to shut Cooper up. Once that was accomplished, he spoke at a more reasonable volume.
I think what my friend was trying to say is that you have a lovely wife. We mean no disrespect, and we'll make an effort to keep from gawking in the future. But be realistic, man. All that bare skin makes it kind of hard to look away. She's wearing metallic lingerie, for crying out loud.
It's armor, said Stuart.
The sigh that followed told Julian that this wasn't the first time Stuart had traveled down this road.
She's a fighter, but she rolled a natural charisma score of 18. We tried putting her in a man's armor, but it just doesn't fit properly.
That's preposterous, said Julian. What kind of attack could she possibly hope to defend herself from with that?
Stuart raised his eyebrows.
You'd be surprised. We don't get into too many fights, but when we do, the attacker's weapons always seem to hit her somewhere in the 12 square inches of armor she wears.
Incredible, said Julian, shaking his head.
Stuart shrugged.
It's just part of the game. Have you seen some of those book covers?
So, said Cooper. Just to be clear, it's okay to look then. I mean, I won't make a move or nothing. Just fill the spank bank, you know?
Stuart's angry face switched back on like a light when he turned to Cooper.
How's this for clear? If I catch you so much as glancing in my wife's general direction, I'll carve out your eyes while you sleep and fill the sockets with your testicles.
Cooper frowned.
Dude, that's kind of fucked up.